Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dal LaMagna is with us too, folks. I told you I'd say his name better the second time. Dal LaMagna is a new friend and new member of our Brain Trust. He is he's the Tweezer Man. And guys, you might not know who the Tweezer Man, but ladies know who the Tweezer Man is. This is a man who was a serial entrepreneur. His bio says he was a serial entrepreneur, but he was kind of like me in this way. Before he was a successful entrepreneur, he was a serial failure. And we're going to get him to tell us about that just a little bit. He's written a book that is very engaging. And folks, if you own a small business or want to, you need to read this book. It's called Raising Eyebrows by Dal LaMagna. Dal, welcome to the show.
The byline is a failed entrepreneur finally gets it right.
Exactly. What did you think about my comment that you were serial failure before you became successful?
Well, I you're right on the you hit the money on the nail. I mean, I failed to get ahead. Basically, that's what I did. The process of trying and succeed and finally succeeding was a relentless one. When I graduated from the business school, I was $150,000 in debt from about 6 failures that I had experienced up to that time. That's why I couldn't get a job. I had to go start a company.
Well, I called you a serial failure, but it takes one to know one because I've failed plenty of times myself. And we're in good company too, Dal. And I think it's important for other folks who are listening to appreciate this, to hear about this. I've been talking lately, this last month, was the 160 something anniversary of Macy's. But a lot of people don't know that before Macy's hit on the model that we and I know today, 160 years ago, he had already failed in retail 7 times. A lot of people don't know that Henry Ford was 51, having already taken bankruptcy once or twice, I think, trying to get his business off the ground. He was 51 before he so-called perfected the assembly line. I mean, this has to happen. Failure is the hardest made of success, isn't it?
I say to you, Jim, that sure you might fail, and usually you do when you get going. But there are ways to avoid it. Certainly, you can make sure. First of all, the worst failure you can have is to start something that you succeed at that you don't want to do.
Oh, yeah.
I did a restaurant once, and it was getting very successful, and all of a sudden I was working 12 hours a week, 7 hours a day, and the more successful I got, the more I work. I thought, wait a minute, do I want this life? And that's the first thing I advise your listeners to do if they are going to go out and start a business. And by the way, thank you, because this economy is going to be carried on the backs of the small business people out of this mess that we're in.
More than ever before, in my opinion, Dal, small business owners are going to be an increasingly bigger part of the U.S. economy, and big businesses are going to be less. What do you think?
I hope. In fact, many Americans are sick and tired of these large corporations that basically vacuum money out of the communities and even out of their country as they operate out of a Cayman Island mailbox, not paying taxes. And Americans want to do business with their neighbor now. Local economies are thriving everywhere. People are buying their food from the fresh market on the weekend.
Yeah.
And this is a great opportunity for your listeners. Even if you're unemployed, if you're one of those 15 million Americans unemployed, you got a skill. Go out and use your skill.
How do they start? What's the first thing they need to do, Dal?
Well, the first thing you need to do is actually figure out what you want to do and what you can do. Let's say you're a young person and you know how to use computers. Us baby boomers, we can't even use our email. Set yourself up as a computer geek. We need them. The other thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're not spending too much money. In fact, don't spend any money. Don't spend it until you absolutely have to.
You say start a business with $500.
Well, and I finally started a business with $500 because that's all I had,
yeah.
Right? And I was trying to do these businesses where I had to raise $5,000. I had to raise $1 million for a movie once and 5 years to not raise it. I learned that you don't do anything unless you have the resources to do it. Do something that you can afford. So I had $500. So I bought some tweezers and I started selling them.
Let me ask you a question. In your book, you say that you tried to do some big things and failed. And when you backed up and said, you know what, I'm humble now. You got my attention, marketplace. I just want to make a living. So maybe somebody will buy my tweezers. I mean, you sort of had to get out of your own way, didn't you?
I had a moment where I came to God where I thought there was maybe a tragic flaw in me. You know, I had a good education and I was not succeeding. Everything I tried was failing. I was impatient. That was the first thing I realized. I was overreaching.
Yeah.
Do something with the resources you had, as I said before, and then be methodical. Be careful not to spend money. Buy things used. You don't need to create all this infrastructure. Start it in your house. Start it in your garage. Hey, have a yard sale. You want to start? You have nothing to sell everything you got that you don't need. Raise some money for the business that you might come up with.
Right.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. I don't think you have to be some kind of genius and patent something. There are so many things that Americans need every day that people can supply and do. In fact, if you look around, probably 98% of the businesses that you deal with are small business people.
Yep. And many of them have found a niche inside of a niche, or a niche inside of a niche inside of a niche.
Yeah, like I say, you fill a hole, as I say in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also, Jim, you know, I am really into this. This is what I do now. I advise business people. If you go to my website, raisingeyebrows.com, there's this thing called Ask Dow. And I'll answer your questions.
All right.
If you got a question about small business, I'll answer them.
Check that out. The book is called Raising Eyebrows, A Failed Entrepreneur Finally Gets It Right. When we come back, I'm going to have Dow get more into some of the things that he recommends that you, the steps that you take to start your own business. And I know many of you out there are trying to do this, and we'll do that right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.